from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Sox Timmins has a new collection point until the end of this month. Kinnette Aaron Thompson says there's a bin at Timmins Square.
The bin is sitting near Santa's Village beside a lovely Christmas tree, and it is there until December 31st to collect socks from any people who are out and about shopping and able to spread some Christmas cheer.
The biggest need currently is for men's socks. And Thompson says if you have a small space in your office or store to collect socks year-round, she'd love to hear from you. With Country 93.1, during the recent Santa Claus parade, the Kinnettes collected 727 pairs. Well, there's no denying that winter has a tight grip on our region for the next few months, and that makes driving any distance a different proposition. Timmins Police Communications Coordinator Mark DePazzi says in case your vehicle breaks down in the middle of nowhere, you should have an emergency kit that includes a fully charged cell phone, a first aid kit, and a blanket. Another important item is a candle.
A candle provides obvious light, but a tremendous amount of heat in a rather confined area. An emergency candle is an absolute godsend in those situations.
If your engine is still running, leave a window open, at least a crack, to prevent the buildup of deadly carbon monoxide gas inside the car. The hands-on feature of three business administration programs at Collège Boréal is combining with the academic focus of the business degree program at l'Université de Hearst. A Boréal grad with a 3.2 grade point average can enter third year of the U of H program, says University Director of Communications and Marketing Martine Laberge.
The bachelor's degree really gives you that sort of edge over many people, and that's all throughout your career.
LaBerge adds that it makes you more competitive in the job market, with many positions requiring a degree. Registration is now being accepted for September 2023. 33 years ago today, a man motivated by hate for feminists opened fire at École Polytechnique in Montreal. Marc Lepine shot and killed 14 female students and injured 13 others. Tributes are being held today at the school to commemorate the victims. The shooting also inspired December 6th to be proclaimed National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.